Hello, this is Harold Perry with a welcome to Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk. And here's your host for Carnation, Art Ballinger.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood is brought to you by Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. And today we present Cupid is a Hobo, starring Hal Perry. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Yes, it's Carnation bringing you Stars Over Hollywood. And speaking of stars, here's a man who's known more by other names than his own, Hal Perry.
Thank you, Art. But today I'm playing the part of a man who has no name at all.
That's right. However, when you originated the role of the great Gildersleeve, didn't people think of you as just that character?
Yeah, they'd even call me Gildy on the street.
And then for a year, you became Honest Harold.
Mm-hmm. Which should prove to me that honesty isn't always the best policy.
Well, that we'll have to doubt.
Kidding.
But I understand you have a new name now, Hal.
Mm-hmm. Pop.
Just Pop?
That's it. You see, Art, my new show, which I hope to do on both radio and television, is based on the famous character in the Milt Gross cartoons, That's My Pop.
And incidentally, Hal, that's my cue to pop a certain question to our homemakers listening.
Oh?
Ladies, have you ever made a direct cooking comparison between bottled milk and Carnation evaporated milk? Well, until you do, you're missing one of the greatest miracles in home cooking that ever came to pass. Carnation does things for cream soups, puddings, cakes, sauces, and gravies that you won't believe possible till you taste for yourself. Carnation adds marvelous flavor to foods, makes them deliciously rich, because Carnation itself is more than double rich milk, concentrated to the consistency of thick cream. Yes, and you have far more success with recipes when you use Carnation. Ingredients seem to blend together more smoothly than ever before, almost like magic. That's because Carnation milk is specially heat refined. Honestly, ladies, for cooking miracles not possible with any other form of milk, and for greater economy, too, get off to a new start in cooking with Carnation, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of Cupid is a Hobo, starring Hal Perry as the Hobo. Curtain going up.
Yep, it's a remarkable thing. Me and my buddies, us hobos, us knights of the road, don't have all the comforts batting around the country, but we sure get ourselves an education meeting up with all sorts of situations. And we get a chance to help folks, not only doing their odd jobs, but helping them with their problems. Helping folks with their problems is duck soup for me, as it is with all folks who have six toes on each foot. So, I guess it was a lucky day for the Rogers family when me and my buddy walked into that little municipality called Havenstown. Right away, you could see there was a lot of excitement going on. After an elementary-type investigation, I found out that Sue Rogers, a pretty and popular young miss, was going to marry some handsome lawyer named David. The whole town was fixing for that wedding on Friday, all happy and gay and real interested. Yep, happiness every place except for Sue and David. And Sue's mother was certainly upset. I could hear her talking on the phone when I walked up on the front porch.
Oh, Henry, this time their quarrel looks serious.
Well, what's happened now?
Well, you know how Sue exaggerates. Now, this time...
David ought to know by now it's part of her personality.
Oh, there's the phone again.
You're on the phone.
Oh, you see how upset I am? It's the doorbell. Now, try to think of something, Henry. We've got to break her of that horrible habit.
You've been trying for 20 years.
Oh, yes, it is the doorbell. Well, goodbye, Henry. Oh, dear. Yes?
Buenos dias, madam. I'm just passing through your lovely little village, and whilst I was looking for a job of sorts, I picked these wild blackberries.
Well, they do look nice.
Very nice indeed. The bees thought so, too, ma'am. Look at my hands.
Oh.
There was more bees than berries. Would you care to purchase? Say, ma'am, I'll sell the entire pail for $1.
Well, it's Sue's favorite pie. Now, maybe she'd eat that. Are they real wild blackberries?
Real wild berries and real wild bees.
Well, I'll get the money.
While Mrs. Rogers left to get her purse, I started thinking maybe it was my duty to help her with her problem, which was that her daughter had an overdeveloped sense of imagination, as anybody could detect, a condition that often popped out in me, but which I've always been able to stifle, however.
$75. Now, there we are. They should make a wonderful pie.
They will. Oh, they will. But alas, now I've sold my blackberries, I'm unemployed again. Ma'am, how's to put that firewood in you got stacked out there in front? I've had a lot of experience.
Well, that would be wonderful. Oh, what a relief. It must be in by tonight.
Oh, then I'll get my buddy to help me. I'll be back in practically no time.
You'll be sure to come back.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a man of my word. I'll be back.
Oh, Mother, where are you?
Oh, well, I'm coming soon. My, don't you look nice. Now, no more tears or worries for the bride.
Bride? We're getting married.
Now, Sue, please. You and David don't realize how many obstacles love has to overcome. A little thing like your impulsiveness.
Oh, Mother, you don't understand. It's horrible. He's always accusing me of exaggerating.
Well, Sue, it can't be serious enough to call off a wedding. When your father gets home, we'll talk about it.
No, it's no use. David practically called me stupid today. And if my future husband, I mean my ex-fiancé, is
we'll
going to
see what your father has to say.
Oh, Mother.
Now, darling, it's only because you have such a vivid imagination. We'll make David take your exaggerations as fun. And I'll think of something. Something permanent and painless and pretty immediate. Now let's see. Oh, it must be the traveling gentleman to put in the wood. Back to work? Fine.
Yes, ma'am. And here's my buddy. Come along to help. He's a little deep and sort of an uneducated critter, but it don't take much brains to aim a piece of wood down the chute, does it? Now, there's very little I don't know.
Well, the wheelbarrow is out and back.
Yep. Even in my early days, I was real sharp, ma'am. Why, when I was in the first grade of school, I could do anything with figures, numbers. I met a fellow from Japan, a juggler, who taught me the secret formula for arithmetic.
Well,
I was so intelligent, I was skipping grades in school 4 and 5 grades at a time.
Well, more like a leap than a skip. At that rate, you got through school in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. I studied pharmacy in college. When I graduated, I went over to Washington, D.C. to go before the pharmacy board. I distinctly recall how I said to him, I had a nicely booming voice in my younger days. I said, "You fellows must be jealous of my great insight. Give me a problem that's never been solved. I'll take it and try the impossible, though."
And so?
I pondered.
Oh.
My mathematical Japanese friend told me to always translate every problem into a foreign language, and it would be easier to do. Let's see now. 1, 70, 5.
But, senor.
How's that? Oh, senor, yeah. Anyway, after 3 days of that figuring, adding, subtracting, dividing, translating, multiplying, eureka, I got it. The answer to a problem that's never been solved.
How stupendous, yes.
Yeah, that very word, ma'am. And now I must tell you the result of my pharmacy test.
I can well imagine.
Well, I used my great Japanese formula on that unfathomable problem, and those jealous board men said that I was the only person that ever solved that problem, so they had to give me my diploma.
Well.
But they said they'd see to it I never practiced pharmacy. And I never have.
That story proves the point to me.
Lady, you're so right. To think I solved an unsolvable problem. Ah, me. Say, where did you say the equipment for this job is?
Oh, it's out in back. Go ahead. I'll be right out.
Okay.
Well, isn't he the one? I wonder. People go to fortune tellers and astrologers and play hunters. Ten seances. I say, you must have a lot of strange experiences, the way you travel and all.
Yes, ma'am. People are likely to think me peculiar because I go from place to place, but I enjoy it. And besides, staying in one place kind of restricts your education. Speaking of education, there was a time I learned to speak Pidgin English in the Orient.
Pidgin English?
Yep. I later taught it. I'll give you an example. A foreigner is described as man belong long way place, or him fella come far, far place.
Why, that's it. That's it. That's the answer.
I know it. I mean, what's the matter? Your eye is gleaming. You act so excited.
Well, I am excited. I've just been struck.
Huh?
I was struck with a wonderful idea.
Do tell. You know I was struck once.
It's warm in that kitchen. The oven going and all. Let's sit on the back steps a while, Sue. Oh, careful, Sue.
Oops, excuse me. I almost run over you folks' feet with my wheelbarrow. Lovely day, ain't it? This girl here, your daughter, she reminds me of my mother.
Oh, no.
In her younger days, that is. You know, ma'am, I'd no more than come out of that board meeting I told you about.
Oh, what meeting?
Hush, Sue.
Then I met my old father who said my poor dear mother was in San Francisco. The doctors there had done all they could for her, and she was dying. So I rushed over to the Golden Gate. Swoosh!
You found her all right.
Yeah, but what a task. Of course, it wasn't too much for me, though. I checked all the hospitals, even the mortuaries. Then I found her in a hotel room.
Not too sick, I hope.
Oh, she did look bad, ma'am. Greenish. I felt her pulse. I gazed at her tongue. Gray, very gray. But I knew just what she needed.
Air, like us.
Air? No, she had that already. She sipped in 3 quarts of a concoction I fixed up, and she completely recovered. She didn't die until 7 major operations finally killed her.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, back to work.
Oh, here comes David. Oh, dear, now, you keep him out here while I go in for a minute and look at the tie.
Sue.
Oh, it's you. I'm surprised you lower your dignity enough to come over.
May I lower myself on these steps and have a few words?
Sure. What is it you want to say?
Well, that's a direct question anyway. No embellishments whatsoever. Maybe there's hope.
Of course there's hope. David, I was so mad at you up to a minute ago that I could have pushed you in the lake.
I hope that's an exaggeration.
With your help, I'll reform.
Just like that, huh?
I'll try as I've never tried before. Honest, I will. I'll always count to 10,
could
and
you,
I will...
Sue? I love you so much, honey, but you're so, well, careless in the things you say.
Oh, I know, but, well, they're worse faults.
Tall tales, overstatements.
I'll never do any of that again. There's someone on the phone for you, David.
Oh, thanks, Mother Rogers. Don't go away, Sue. I'll be right back. Darling.
Everything all patched up, dear?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Sue.
Oh, Mother, I love him so, and I know he loves me. I'll be a good wife for him. And in the future, I'll think about every word before I say it. And if I should slip a little, he'll understand. I know he will. As I get older, I'll become more sensible. Oh, Mother, I'm so happy.
Well, that does it.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Cupid is a Hobo, starring Harold Perry and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, good news from Carnation's home service director and well-known authority on food and cooking, Mary Blake. Mary, what gives?
Recipes, Art. Free recipes. Carnation's giving them away to anyone who wants to write in.
Sounds like a good deal offhand, but suppose you tell us more about it, Mary.
Well, it's simply that we at Carnation have gotten together some really good basic recipes that every homemaker finds a need for, and we've arranged them in leaflet form. There are 3 leaflets in all. One of the leaflets, How to Save Money in Your Everyday Cooking, includes some exceptional main dish recipes such as meatloaf, scalloped potatoes, and southern chicken rice.
How about desserts?
Oh, there's a leaflet on dessert, too, Art, and how to make whip toppings and desserts without whipping cream.
And the third leaflet?
The third leaflet tells how to make a smoother, richer white sauce. A very good thing to know with cream dishes so popular these days.
And where does Carnation come in, Mary?
Oh, you'll find Carnation, Art, wherever there's a need for richer flavor and smoother consistency in cooking. Carnation is heat refined, you know, to give that smooth, rich quality and flavor. The free recipe leaflets tell all about it.
Well, Mary, why don't you tell the ladies all about how they can get these free recipe leaflets? You say they just write in?
That's right, Art. To get these three handy recipe leaflets free of charge, all you have to do is send your name and address to me, Mary Blake, Carnation Company, Los Angeles 36, California. I'll let you take it from there, Art.
Okay, Mary. Ladies, if you would like to receive three handy leaflets containing delicious recipes and helpful cooking suggestions absolutely free of charge, send your name and address to Mary Blake, Carnation Company, Los Angeles 36, California. And I suggest you write in today. Mary Blake, Carnation Company, Los Angeles 36, California. We return now to the second act of Cupid is a Hobo, starring Hal Perry as the Hobo.
Yep, that's how it was. There, those two nice kids sat mad at each other all over again. Mrs. Rogers, looking real worried, comes walking over toward me fast. But then she must have smelt the pie burning or something, for she went inside and I kept tossing in the wood.
That was Judge Sawyer.
Oh, yeah. That nice man we met at your legal fraternity stand.
Mm-hmm.
Say, big case coming up or something? Looks funny.
Funny? I'm mad. Whatever did you tell his wife about betting on a horse?
Oh, that. I just told her to bet on habeas corpus in the third.
But you don't know anything about horses.
Of course not, but it seemed a perfect hunch. Judge Sawyer, habeas corpus judge, legal stuff you know.
Oh, here we go again.
Only now I'm an innocent remark about a horse.
A horse? A nag. And an expensive remark with Judge Sawyer paying through the nose.
So I was impulsive, so I exaggerate, so goodbye.
Oh, that's how it is, I guess.
Excuse me, but you young ones hadn't ought to argue before the wedding. Anyway, the folks hereabouts would sure be disappointed if they knew you was a disagreement.
Disagreement? We're a cancellation.
You don't say. Here's a tough one. The wood, that is. Will you... tell your mother this is the last load, young lady.
Mother? Yes? Oh, you're about finished. Well, rest a while. You must be tired.
Tired? Not too tired, ma'am. You know, I was just wondering if you folks got any old periodicals. You know, books or magazines. Although they mean a more profound reader in the whole world than me.
Well, tell us about it.
Thank you, I will. Well, for instance, while I was still in San Francisco, I was walking out of the library with two wonderful books under my arm. Emerson's Complete Works was one. Also, I got The Social Contact. Now, that's a book. Somebody'd been sitting there eating oranges. There were orange peelings all over the steps.
Don't you mean bananas?
Oranges, lemons, bananas. What's the difference? All kinds of fruit there was. Say, as a matter of fact, there was tangerines. Well, I stepped on them peelings, and just like this here wood, falling down the chute, I fell down and broke my hips. Oh, I can still feel the pain of those two broken hips. And the city had to put me in the hospital.
Well, that was a shame, and in the hospital...
Ah, that was comfort, ma'am. That was service. I read every book in the San Francisco library.
So very many books.
And so elementary, such as Differential Calculus, Deluded Delusions, Amphibious Amphibians. I knew it mostly already, though.
But you read on and on and on.
Yep. Sue, could we go somewhere and talk, honey?
Don't mind me. Go right ahead. You know, talking is one of the greatest activities there is. It exercises the jaws and brain of the talker. It develops the ears and the eyes of the listener.
The eye?
There's much the eye can understand that the ear misses.
Oh, I see. And that was fascinating.
Sue, will you try, please?
I am trying. Trying to develop a taste for an exactingly honest young man.
Did you say taste? That reminds me that I cured a girl once.
Oh, you told us. In a hotel room in San Francisco.
Oh, no. That was my mother.
Oh.
This girl, she couldn't taste a thing. She'd eat licorice, pickles, herring, salami, onions. They'd all taste the same.
Oh, didn't she get indigestion?
Well, when you can't taste, you get neither digestion nor indigestion. Well, I knew this girl had, everybody in fact, had 27 gastric juices.
So many?
Yep. And I got samples, though it took some doing, of all the 27. And I found that only 26 of hers were any good.
Oh, which one was missing?
Not missing, just not in condition. So I fixed up, and I mixed the concoction. I said, eat this.
She did?
She did. And that 27 gastric juice got to working, and her sense of taste came back. My pharmacy stood me in good stead as usual. Ah, me. If I could only cure my dear buddy here.
Even deafness has its blessings.
He's such a fine, friendly fella. But he doesn't say much. We've been on the road together for almost a year now. He's always making friends, has lots of friends. Why, last night, five fellas joined us for the night. Oh, here he comes now. What is it, buddy?
It's time to be joining the boys under the bridge about that big project. Pick up my pay, will you, buddy? Be seeing you folks. I'll be waiting for you.
I'll be right with you, buddy. Always, always in a hurry, my buddy. You know, many a fellow's got a reputation for being energetic when he's merely fidgety.
I'll make out the checks for you.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll come in with you and give you our names and social security numbers. Yep, always in a hurry, my buddy. Too bad. Early to rise and early to bed makes a man healthy, wealthy, and dead.
Now, at last we can sit down and talk, Sue.
We are sitting down.
Somehow, darling, we've got to learn to get along.
Oh, I'd like to, David, but it's...
No, I guess I'd better wait here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my shoes are a little dusty. Yep, those checks will come in mighty handy until our next big job. Well, I'm unable to tarry now. Got to run along and join my buddy on that job.
Now, that is a fine idea.
Well, here you are, and goodbye. I've got to get back to the kitchen.
Thank you, Patrona Mia. Well, goodbye. There's one more piece of wood. Just one more thrust. Me and my buddy, we just joined up with the crew of men you've no doubt seen that goes around the country gathering up all the pretty colored bottles.
Colored bottles? Whatever for?
You don't know? Why, that glass is ground up and sprayed on the domes of Capitol buildings all over the country. 24 completed and 24 to go.
What? None for the national capital?
Nope. You know, it makes them sparkle in the sun.
They sure look pretty.
Well, adios and happy wedding, folks.
Some cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go.
Oh, David, I'm glad he came. And you're so right. I do say things I shouldn't. And I hope I never get as bad as he is.
Darling, the things you say are really mild in comparison. And how?
I'm glad you think so. Come on, let's find Mother.
Okay.
Well, Mother, David and I are getting married on Friday after all.
How convenient. I just happen to have everything planned for a wedding on that day.
And, Mother, I certainly don't ever want to get like that...
That traveling gentleman, dear?
Mm-hmm.
No danger of that. From now on, I'll be right there to remind you.
Come on. Let's take a walk and work an appetite for that blackberry pie.
So that's that. Henry. Yes, I must tell Henry.
Hello?
Henry, the wedding's on. The wood's in and the hobo.
The hobo?
The hobo I told you about. Oh, he was wonderful.
I'm glad you liked him, my dear.
Well, I mean, he was very entertaining. And he'll probably never tell the one fantastically true incident of his life. That hobo is Cupid, and that's a fact.
You're telling me.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Harold Perry. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, how about a curtain call, Hal?
Right. Right you are, Art.
Say, that was a great performance. You know, it's easy to see that you're an old hand at radio acting.
Well, I've been at it for a good many years, Art. I practically cut my first tooth on a microphone.
Confidentially, Hal, I don't mind your telling me that, but let's hope no Carnation mother heard you say it.
Oh?
You see, Carnation mothers are convinced, and quite rightly, too, that to develop good, sound teeth, there's nothing like Carnation evaporated milk. Carnation is so well supplied with important milk minerals and vitamin D. And besides, mothers can be sure their babies are getting milk that's safe when they use Carnation. You see, Carnation is first pasteurized and then sterilized after the can is sealed. Health-building, safe, easy to digest. It's no wonder 8 out of 10 mothers who use Carnation say their doctor recommended it. As a fine starting food for babies, Carnation's the milk every doctor knows. And now, Hal, for a fine actor and comedian, here's something we'd like you to have to take home to your wife. This bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Oh, she'll love them, Art. Gloria happens to be listening, and she's in a hospital convalescing from some surgery. I'll thank you for her. Now, let's hear what you have scheduled for next week's show, huh?
Our star on next Saturday's Stars Over Hollywood show will be William Lundigan.
Well, Long Bill. Oh, that's fine. I suppose Bill will be playing a doctor or a minister.
No, Hal, he's doing a story that's off the beaten track for him. He's a confidence man, and the play is called Love Can Happen to Anybody.
Well, say, did I ever tell you... No, I better not. Well, now it's goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Hal Perry. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood was written by Allison Lang. Supporting Mr. Perry were Barbara Eiler, David Ellis, Sarah Selby, and Ed Begley. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars in person on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present Bill Lundigan in Love Can Happen to Anybody. Stars Over Hollywood presents in person such glamorous personalities as Joan Crawford, Cornell Wilde, Joanne Drew, John Payne, Jan Sterling. Stars Over Hollywood brings to you in person actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio. Actors whom you know. For the world's greatest stars, presented in person, here's Stars Over Hollywood every Saturday. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. An emergency message to the American public. Thousands of victims of the Missouri and Mississippi flood are in desperate need of food, clothing, and shelter. You can help by contributing funds to your local Red Cross chapter. This is the CBS Radio Network.